Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. If you're feeling like your phone has become less of a tool and more of a bottomless pit of time, sucking distractions, well, you're not alone. In today's world, it's easy to get sucked into the vortex of constant notifications, endless scrolling, and that never-ending quest for likes. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your attention, build a healthier relationship with technology, and actually feel more present in your life? Yeah, I know. Sounds like a tall order, but trust me, it's totally achievable. We're diving deep into how to cultivate a more positive relationship with technology today, because let's face it, we need those devices to function, but they don't need to control us. Alright, so here are 5 key takeaways that will help you detoxify your digital life and start enjoying the benefits of tech without getting lost in the noise. First up, awareness. This might seem obvious, but truly understanding how you're using technology is crucial. Ever feel like you're mindlessly scrolling through social media for hours? You know that feeling when you look up and realize an entire chunk of your day has vanished? Start tracking your screen time. There are tons of apps out there to help with this, and honestly assess how much time you're spending on different platforms. Once you have a clear picture, you can start making intentional choices about your digital habits. Next, intentionality. This is where the magic happens. Ask yourself before you reach for your phone, what am I hoping to accomplish with this? Do you need information? Want to connect with someone, or are you just trying to escape boredom? When you approach technology with purpose, it becomes a tool rather than a crutch. Thirdly, boundaries. Yeah, setting boundaries with technology can be tough, but trust me, it's worth it. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, maybe first thing in the morning and then again after work, and stick to them like your life depends on it. Turn off notifications when you're trying to focus on other tasks, and consider creating tech-free zones in your home, like the bedroom or the dinner table, to encourage genuine connection and relaxation. Fourthly, mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment instead of constantly looking at a screen. When you're with friends or family, put your phone away and give them your full attention. When you're enjoying a meal, savor each bite instead of scrolling through Instagram. Mindfulness can help you appreciate the simple things in life and reduce the urge to constantly be plugged in. And lastly, balance. Remember that technology is just one part of life. It shouldn't consume it. Make time for activities that bring you joy and connect you with others, offline, reading, exercising, spending time in nature, pursuing hobbies. Remember those things that make you feel alive and fulfilled outside the digital realm? Prioritize those. Let me tell you about a real-life example. A friend of mine used to be glued to her phone, constantly checking notifications, scrolling through social media, even during conversations. It was affecting her relationships and making her feel anxious and overwhelmed, but she decided to take action. She started tracking her screen time, set boundaries around social media use, and made a conscious effort to be more present in her interactions with others. Now, she enjoys technology as a tool instead of letting it control her life. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for developing a healthier relationship with technology. Awareness, intentionality, boundaries, mindfulness, and balance. Remember, technology can be a powerful force for good, but it's up to us to use it wisely. By taking these steps, you can reclaim your time, focus on what truly matters, and cultivate a more fulfilling life both online and offline. Ready to put these tips into action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a digital detox, leave a review if you enjoyed the chat, and join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts. See you in the next episode of the Dopamine Fast, where we'll tackle another aspect of living a more intentional and fulfilling life. Until then, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.